Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I'm Naresh Mago with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi asserts that India's performance in various sports has consistently improved since 2014 and is now bidding to host the 2036 Olympics. Inaugurates National Volleyball Tournament via video conferencing in Varanasi, Uttar Pradesh. Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan says MG Narega had become a synonym for corruption, where workers were often sidelined and exploited. India expresses deep concern over recent developments in Venezuela, reaffirms its support to the well-being and safety of the people of the country. Government advises Indian nationals to avoid all non-essential travel to Venezuela. Leaders of Bangladesh Hindu Buddhist Christian Unity Council meet BNP Acting Chairman Tariq Rahman in Dhaka to discuss growing concerns over violence against minority communities in the country. And IMD issues warning for dense to very dense fog conditions in Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Punjab, Uttar Pradesh, Bihar and Odisha till tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India's performance in various sports has consistently improved since 2014. Inaugurating the 72nd National Volleyball Tournament in Varanasi today via video conferencing, Mr. Modi said that India is strongly bidding to host the 2036 Olympics.
साल 2014 के बाद से अलग-अलग खेलों में भारत का प्रदर्शन लगातार बेहतर हुआ है। हमें बहुत गर्व होता है जब जैन जी को खेल के मैदान पर तिरंगा फहराते देखते हैं। बीते दशक में स्पोर्ट्स को लेकर सरकार और समाज दोनों की ही सोच में बदलाव दिख रहा है। सरकार ने स्पोर्ट्स का बजट काफी ज्यादा बढ़ा दिया है। आज भारत का खेल मॉडल एथलीट सेंट्रिक हो गया है। 2030 के कॉमनवेल्थ गेम्स भी भारत में ही होने जा रहे हैं। भारत पूरी मजबूती से 2036 ओलंपिक की मेजबानी के लिए भी तैयारी कर रहा है।
Mr. Modi said that his government has brought many changes and reforms in the field of sports, like National Sports Governance Act and Khelo Bharat Niti 2025.
स्पोर्ट सेक्टर में भी सरकार ने बड़े रिफॉर्म्स किए हैं। नेशनल स्पोर्ट गवर्नेंस एक्ट और खेलो भारत नीति 2025, इस प्रकार के प्रावधानों से सही टैलेंट को अवसर मिलेगा। खेल संगठनों में ट्रांसपेरेंसी बढ़ेगी। देश के युवाओं को स्पोर्ट्स और एजुकेशन दोनों ही क्षेत्रों में एक साथ आगे बढ़ने का अवसर मिलेगा।
The Prime Minister said that the sports model of the country is now athlete-centric. That is why there is a significant increase in the success of the sportspersons after 2014. Underlining the efforts of his government in the field of sports, Mr. Modi said that the government is working on different aspects, which include identifying talent, scientific training, providing nutritious food and transparent selection.
टॉप्स जैसे इनिशिएटिव से भारत में स्पोर्ट्स इकोसिस्टम ट्रांसफॉर्म हो रहा है। एक तरफ हम अच्छा इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर और फंडिंग मैकेनिज्म तैयार कर रहे हैं और इसके साथ ही नौजवानों को शानदार एक्सपोजर देने के लिए भी काम कर रहे हैं। फीफा अंडर 17 विश्व कप, हॉकी विश्व कप, ऐसे 20 से अधिक प्रमुख अंतर्राष्ट्रीय कार्यक्रम आयोजित किए हैं।
The Prime Minister added that the country is also moving forward in the same way.
स्वच्छता से डिजिटल पेमेंट तक और एक पेड़ माँ के नाम से लेकर विकसित भारत के अभियान तक हम इसलिए प्रगति कर रहे हैं क्योंकि देश का हर एक जन, हर एक वर्ग, हर प्रांत एक सामूहिक चेतना से, इंडिया फर्स्ट की भावना से देश के लिए काम कर रहा है।
Drawing similarities between volleyball and development, the Prime Minister said that volleyball is a game which connects us to the team spirit. The nature of this game is like the development story of the nation, which requires cooperation and readiness to contribute.
काशी में नेशनल वॉलीबॉल चैंपियनशिप का शुभारंभ हो रहा है। आप सभी खिलाड़ी बहुत कड़ी मेहनत के बाद इस नेशनल टूर्नामेंट तक पहुंचे हैं। आपने जो मेहनत की है, आने वाले दिनों में काशी के मैदान पर उसकी परीक्षा होगी कि देश के 28 राज्यों की टीमें यहाँ जुटी है, यानी आप सब एक भारत श्रेष्ठ भारत की बहुत सुंदर तस्वीर भी प्रस्तुत कर रहे हैं।
The 8-day tournament being held from today to the 11th of January is witnessing participation from across India, with over 1,000 players competing as part of 58 teams representing various states and institutions. Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today said that MG Narega had become a synonym for corruption, where workers were often sidelined and routinely exploited. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Mr. Chauhan called out Congress for allegedly misleading the public over the newly enacted Vikasit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen G.R. Ramji Act.
The Viksit Bharat Ji Ramji Yojana is a major reform initiative. Under this scheme, the root causes of problems in agriculture have been eradicated through the use of new technology. The interests of workers have been protected and overall development has been ensured. I appeal to the Congress not to spread delusions and falsehoods, but instead to thank us for making this scheme better.
Mr. Chauhan said that despite having an enormous budget, MG Narega did not lead to any permanent asset creation or long-term development of the villages. While highlighting the shortcomings of the previous act, the minister said that Vikasit Bharat Ji Ramji safeguards workers' interest. He noted that provisions of increased pay and unemployment wages, interest on delayed payment, and employment guarantee of 125 days from the earlier 100 days ensure that not only workers remain better off, but they also bring meaningful contribution to their villages. He highlighted the vision of Vikasit Bharat through Vikasit Gaon and said, funding for rural employment has been significantly increased to support sustainable outcomes.
The interests of labourers have been protected much more effectively under the Viksit Bharat Ji Ramji Yojana. There is now a guarantee of 125 days of employment instead of 100 days. The provision for unemployment allowance has been strengthened. The funding has been increased for this purpose. For the upcoming new financial year, 1,51,282 crore rupees has been proposed, with over 95,600 crore rupees coming from the central government. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has ensured that this fund leads to the complete development of the villages.
Minister of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Shivraj Singh Chauhan today said that India's rice production exceeded 150 million tons in 2025, inaugurating 184 new varieties of 25 crops with improved traits developed by ICAR. Mr. Chauhan said that India has surpassed China in rice production. India has expressed deep concern over the recent developments in Venezuela. The External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that the evolving situation is being closely monitored. India has reaffirmed its support to the well-being and safety of the people of Venezuela. New Delhi has called upon all concerned to address issues peacefully through dialogue, ensuring peace and stability of the region. The Embassy of India in Caracas is in contact with the members of the Indian community and will continue to provide all possible assistance. The External Affairs Ministry has issued an advisory urging the Indian nationals to avoid all non-essential travel to Venezuela in view of the recent developments. All Indians who are in Venezuela for any reason have been advised to exercise extreme caution, restrict their movements, and remain in contact with the Embassy of India in Caracas. The embassy's email ID is cons.caracas@mea.gov.in and the emergency phone number is +58 412 9584288. The United Nations Security Council will hold an emergency meeting tomorrow to discuss the U.S. military operation in Venezuela. The meeting has been convened at the request of Colombia, a non-permanent member of the Council, and was supported by permanent members China and Russia. Venezuela's permanent mission to the United Nations has sent a letter to the Security Council seeking the emergency session, criticizing the U.S. action. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The government has removed the condition of 3-year existence of a startup to avail the Research, Development and Innovation RDI Fund. Addressing the 41st Foundation Day event of the Department of Scientific and Industrial Research, DSIR, in New Delhi, Dr. Jitendra Singh announced that any new startup group that floats itself can come and avail this fund through DSIR. The Election Commission has invited citizens to submit suggestions for improving the ECI Net app, a unified digital platform aimed at enhancing voter services and election-related information. Citizens can share their feedback through the Submit a Suggestion tab on the ECI Net app till January 10. Leaders of Bangladesh Hindu Buddhist Christian Unity Council met BNP Acting Chairman Tariq Rahman in Dhaka to express condolences over the death of former Prime Minister and BNP Chairperson Begum Khalida Zia. During the meeting, the minority leaders described Khalida Zia as a strong and uncompromising leader who played an important role in the country's democratic movement. They said her death was a great loss for Bangladesh and conveyed their sympathy to Tariq Rahman and his family. The leaders also discussed growing concerns over the recent incidents of violence against minority communities in different parts of the country. More from our correspondent.
Minority leaders of Bangladesh raised concerns over a rise in violence against minority communities and submitted an 8-point demand to BNP acting chairman Tariq Rahman, urging its inclusion in the party's election manifesto. Responding, Tariq Rahman said restoring law and order and strengthening democracy were essential to ensure the safety and rights of all citizens. He stressed that he doesn't believe in dividing people into majority or minority, saying all citizens share the same identity as a Bangladeshis. He also called for cooperation and joint efforts to safeguard equal rights. BNP Secretary General Mirza Fakhrul and representatives from minority organizations, including the Bangladesh Puja Ujjapan Parishad and the Thakeshwari National Temple, were present at the meeting. Nawal Singh Parmar, Akashwani News, Dhaka.
Japan has issued an emergency alert after North Korea launched multiple ballistic missiles towards the sea today, just hours before South Korea's president leaves for China for talks expected to cover North Korea's nuclear program. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said in a statement it detected several ballistic missile launches from North Korea's capital region. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange color warning for dense to very dense fog conditions in Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Punjab, Uttar Pradesh, Bihar and Odisha today. The IMD said that dense fog conditions will also prevail over Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan, Uttarakhand, Himachal Pradesh, Jharkhand, West Bengal, Chhattisgarh, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh and northeastern parts of India till tomorrow. The Met Department has predicted cold wave conditions at Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Punjab, Bihar, Uttarakhand and Rajasthan for the next 2 to 3 days. Meanwhile, the air quality in Delhi NCR continues to be in the very poor category. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, the average AQI of the national capital was recorded at 301 as of 1 p.m. today. In under-19 men's cricket, India defeated host South Africa by 25 runs under the DLS method in the opening youth ODI of the three-match series at Willowmore Park in Benoni last evening. Put into bat first, India were bowled out for 300 in 50 overs, with Harvansh Pangalia scoring 93 and RS Ambrish contributing 65. Chasing a target of 301, South Africa were 148 for 4 in 27.4 overs when rain and lightning interrupted play. The match could not resume and India were declared winners under the DLS method. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi asserts that India's performance in various sports has consistently improved since 2014 and is now bidding to host the 2036 Olympics. Inaugurates National Volleyball Tournament via video conferencing in Varanasi, Uttar Pradesh. Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan says MG Narega had become a synonym for corruption, where workers were often sidelined and exploited. India expresses deep concern over recent developments in Venezuela, reaffirms its support to the well-being and safety of the people of the country. Government advises Indian nationals to avoid all non-essential travel to Venezuela. Leaders of Bangladesh Hindu Buddhist Christian Unity Council meet BNP Acting Chairman Tariq Rahman in Dhaka to discuss growing concerns over violence against minority communities in the country. And IMD issues warning for dense to very dense fog conditions in Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Punjab, Uttar Pradesh, Bihar and Odisha till tomorrow. And with that, we end the midday news.